Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Tuesday morning, January 8th. If you're just getting up, getting on the grind, getting your school day started, your work day started, it's 7:36 a.m. And as always, we like to remind you to stay engaged. Make sure that you are watching out for kids standing at bus stops, school buses, and slowing down through those school zones. And you know what? I've always got to add this, and sometimes I forget, but I know we drop off. If your kid is a car rider, you got to give yourself enough time because the cars in front of you just may not be moving as briskly as you need them to in the morning. So give yourself a little bit of extra time if you've got to drop kids off in the car line. Make sure that you give those parents and those kids ahead of you a little bit of patience because sometimes it just takes our kids a little time to get their things together and get out of the car. So if you're traveling this morning, make sure that you're watching out, staying engaged, and staying on point because our kids are our best commodity and we want to make sure that we get there safely and that they get there safely. And you know, this morning as I was driving in, you know, we don't want to forget about the dangers that are happening around the world with kids. And so just as a reminder, sometimes we can get so overwhelmed, so busy, so hurried in the morning. Take time to just say a little prayer with your kids. You know, Newtown showed us something about our daily routine and sending our kids to school. And we just take for granted. We put them, you know, on the bus or we drop them off at school and we just take for granted that all is well. And that's what we should feel. We should feel all is well. But take a little bit of time to say just a little prayer with your kids and make sure that they're covered and prayed up. As they get the day started, it makes your day better and it makes their day better as well. So just a little bit of reminders, just a few reminders for the morning and getting your morning started. Let me tell you what's on point this morning. If you have, in the new year, been really concerned about wellness, overeating, smoking, alcoholism, all of the things that sometimes we reserve to do, well, we've got an author that has written a book that you cannot afford to miss. It's called Radical Well-Being. It's a guide, a biblical guide to overcoming pain, illness, and addiction. It is an incredible book. And if you are struggling with in any of those areas, it's a conversation you absolutely do not want to miss. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Dr. Rita Hancock. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lynn Hyde, President of the Family Counseling Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish for all of your auto, home, and life insurance needs. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Well, DC, we've got an incredibly important show coming up talking about radical well-being. Dr. Rita Hancock is the author of the book. But before we get to that, we have been talking about the national championship, for the last few weeks.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, you've been saying it. I have to fall on my sword this morning. All of the Alabama fans, I get it. I receive it. I was wrong.
And really, Carlette, it's mostly as SEC fans, because a lot of people
SEC
here
fans.
Are not Alabama fans, but, you know, they happen to be in the conference with LSU, which is the absolute toughest conference on the planet
mm-hmm.
in college football.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the last seven national championships, one conference.
Yeah.
The last seven.
they have completely dominated college football.
You know, I just thought that the Fighting Irish, I thought that their heart was going to be just out there on the line. I thought that the heart of the team would just catapult them to the win. I thought it was going to be a competitive game. And more than anything, I felt like since it's been 25 years, a quarter of a century, since Notre Dame has won a national championship, I thought that they really, really had a lot to fight for. But
absolutely.
But
well, they did have a lot to fight for. They just didn't have the manpower to do the fighting.
Oh, absolutely.
They were just outmanned from the beginning of the game to the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama just enforced their will on them from the very start of the game to the very end. They just did not have the manpower. The speed and the strength that Alabama displayed was just absolutely unequivocal, the best that we've seen in a game like this ever.
Absolutely, and I underestimated Nick Saban's.
yes.
I did. I
they were ready.
They were ready, and they came. From the moment that they stepped onto the field, there was a swag.
Yes.
That says we are the national champions.
We are the champions. We are the champions. You could have almost just given them the trophy right there when they showed Notre Dame watching them walk onto the field. It was like Notre Dame was in awe of them. They were in complete awe of, like, is this the team we're going to have to play?
Yeah.
You know?
They were an absolute juggernaut last night. Man. A.J. McCarron threw for four touchdown passes, and Eddie Lacy ran for 140 yards, scored twice.
Absolutely.
You know, in the opening minutes of the game, and I was like, okay, it's not going to look good.
No.
80,000 screaming fans, D.C., 80,000 people.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, when it started out, Notre Dame had the house packed. They were ready.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they were energized. They thought their team was going to be able to match this team pound for pound.
I did.
And really, they just did not match them pound for pound. They just didn't have. They weren't accustomed to seeing this type of speed.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were just blistering fast. The offensive front was just the most massive offensive line that they had ever seen.
Oh, yeah. They were beasts.
As a matter of fact, the linebacker, Mateo, was just looked like he was basically from a junior college.
Yeah, he was not a factor last night.
No, he was not a factor at all. As a matter of fact, his D-line was getting beat up so bad, mm-hmm. the offensive line was blocking the D-line and then would bounce off of them and bounce to him.
Yeah.
He just had – it was no protection for him.
They were just totally outmanned last night. And I think that a lot of people hoped that they would be the Cinderella story, that it would be a Cinderella story.
I don't know who was thinking that other than Notre Dame fans. You know, nobody else was thinking that.
Well,
everybody thought they were going to get beat like they got beat.
I just thought it was going to be an upset. I didn't think it was going to be a 42-14. But, you know – At the end of the day, I guess it could have been.
I was hoping, Carlette, that it would be the to me.
Were you hoping
winning,
that it would be competitive?
To me, winning for Notre Dame would be losing like about 21-6.
Uh-huh.
That was a win for Notre Dame to me. But, you know, I was hoping that it would be a game where it would not be a 45-14 victory, a 42-40, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, I couldn't stay up and watch any more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at 42, I went to bed.
Right. I mean.
But Nick Saban, you know, in true style, because he could have been like Steve Spurrier. You know, Steve Spurrier would have beat him 70-something.
Yeah.
That's how he beats people.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Saban is a real classy guy. He realized, you know, this is a national championship game. There's no real gain in us just beating the socks off of them. Because they could have beat the socks off of them.
Yeah, they did. And you've got to give it up to the Crimson Tide that they became the third team to win three national titles in four seasons. And that's, you know, that is a legacy. And the only other person to do that was Bear Bryant with six more.
Right, he was with Alabama as well.
Right, also Alabama.
Another Alabama legend.
So it just, I gotta say I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, and anybody who's been around football kind of knew what the outcome was going to be. Now, like we said yesterday, anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
But it's not nearly likely that they were going to go in there and really beat Bama. And to be perfectly honest with you, Carly, I don't think this Notre Dame team would have been able to beat South Carolina, Georgia.
And a lot of people said
Texas A&M, LSU. There's a lot of teams at Mississippi State. They probably would have had a hard time with Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
Right.
I mean, they, you know, this Alabama team was like men amongst boys.
And that's what it really sort of looked like.
That's what it looked
like. I hate to say it, but, you know, truth be told, that's what it looked like. And then, D.C., they didn't score until
the second half.
Right, the second half of the game. And so,
and I think they eased up on them. You know, I think when they went in, they knew, okay, you know, they kind of let up on them. Because Notre Dame, to their credit, they've got a wide receiver that I think is going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, I don't know his name. And the quarterback is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little short. He's only 6'1".
Right.
He's not the prototype quarterback, you know.
But he's got some
running
speed.
Yeah, he's more like Michael Vick.
Right.
You know, where he's a little shorter, but he's got so much speed. But he's got a nice little rocket launcher pass, too.
Rocket launcher.
Yeah. So, you know, he's going to be good. You know, they're going to be good in the future. But I think this season is going to allow them to go out and draft some of the top recruits.
Mm-hmm.
But the SEC is picking up the greatest players in the country.
Right. And how do you,
bar none.
And how do you really compete with that?
It's hard to compete with it because everybody wants to be on the championship teams. And, you know the Floridas, you know, Florida, Texas A&M look like they're going to probably be a contender for next season. You know, they've got their Heisman Trophy quarterback. He's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Missouri, they're coming around. That's a new team in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, you know, they're always up there in the top 10. Oh, every season.
Right. And so, you know, that be said, you know, the SEC continues to hold its swag and its swagger in being, you know, at the top of the
conference to be.
At the top of the food chain.
Yeah, they're at the top.
And so, Kendrick, you were absolutely right. Everyone was right. Whenever you talked about the game, all people could say was Roll Tide.
And, Carlette, let me say something. You know, really, while we're talking about football, LSU should have won their game. You know, they pretty much just got out-coached, really. There's no way Clemson should have beat them. They beat them by 1 point.
Right.
And they really shouldn't have even been on the field with LSU.
Right.
And Florida, you know, lost to the Louisville team, which I don't think the Louisville team, they just didn't show up ready to play.
Right.
You know, they've got probably a much better team. You know, Louisville has a really, really good quarterback. And he played the type of game that they needed him to play for them to win. But other than that, I don't think the SEC lost any bowl games. And they shouldn't have lost those two.
Right.
Really and truly.
And
especially LSU. LSU really should not have lost that game.
Right. And it was just tough to see. And I think we saw a couple of upsets in the SEC. And so it made people say, well, maybe. But even the pundit said, you know, Nick Saban, 4 weeks to prepare his team.
Yeah. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, that they would be prepared. And then Alabama had 529 yards. The Irish defense came in allowing only 286 per game. So, you know, you felt like,
well, you knew where the game was headed. Notre Dame had not allowed a touchdown on the opening drive their whole season. And
right.
Notre Dame took the ball and marched right in. Alabama marched down.
Yeah, they did.
Took it right in.
Immediately.
Like, this is going to be easy. We're going to be doing this all night. We're going to be doing this all
you
night.
You look like you get so much glee out of talking about it. But, I mean, you know, and this is why, you guys, we love sports. I love to hate this time of the year because you get so invested in these games and, you know, you start to have your favorites and your picks. And it's just really great family fun if you love sports. And we say hats off to Crimson Tide and to Nick Saban and his team. A 42-14 victory, the BCS championship game last night. And it was just vintage Nick Saban is really all you can say about that. And hats off to his coaching and his will to want to win. Nick Saban is just a winner. He is a competitor, and he expects to win. And you could see that from the moment that Alabama took the field last night. The swagger was just there, and they said, you know what, we're here to get what belongs to us, or to keep what belongs to us.
Yeah, they just told them beat.
They just said beat it. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:56, and we're back right after this.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 2 minutes after 8. It's Tuesday, January 8th, and this segment is sponsored by Selah Beauty Supply. If you're looking for the best, the absolute best in beauty supply, beauty care, Selah Beauty Supply is where you should start. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, right behind McDonald's off of MacArthur Drive. Also, Terra Home. Great gifts, great home decor. 1355 Peterman Drive is where you can find them. Listen, we remind you every single morning, if you are 40 years old and older, we want you to connect with St. Francis Cabrini Women's Hospital to have your free mammogram. It doesn't matter if you're insured, underinsured, no insurance. You can get your free mammogram by dialing 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you remember we told you a little bit earlier in the show that we were going to introduce you to a phenomenal doctor. Her name is Dr. Rita Hancock, and she's a graduate of Cornell University, and she's board certified in physical medicine is her specialty, and her subspecialty is board certification in pain management. She's been in full-time practice for nearly 2 decades. And in addition to all of that, she has written several books. But this morning, the book that we're talking about is Radical Well-Being, A Guide to Overcoming Pain, Illness, and Addictions. And we'd like to welcome Dr. Rita Hancock to the OPT Network for the very first time. Dr. Rita, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Thank you. I hope it's not the last time.
Absolutely. I don't think it will be. Dr. Rita, like with every single person that has birthed something so amazing as Radical Well-Being, I've got to ask you how this was born in your spirit and you were able to birth it through the book Radical Well-Being.
Well, Carla, I believe everybody believes lies about themselves deep down that they internalized when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much we all have areas of sin that we need to acknowledge, and we all have people that we need to forgive, and all those things were going on in my life. I grew up morbidly obese. I was double what everybody else weighed the whole time through my childhood. And when I was 17, I was 207 pounds at about 5 feet tall.
Wow.
And just had it, really, and decided to lose weight, lost 75 pounds, went to Cornell, studied diet, nutrition, and so forth. But when I was in college, I became a compulsive eater because I didn't know normal eating. I didn't know healthy eating. So I either overate when I was emotional or I tried to go on a diet, which didn't last very long,
mm-hmm.
to get the weight off. And fast forward about, 10 years, and I met the man who's now my husband. He led me to Christ. I wasn't a Christian yet back in college.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another, and God just started putting it on my heart to write books and expose lies that lead us into poor health.
Mm-hmm.
And as a physician with all my pain management patients, boy, that's pretty good fodder for writing books.
Absolutely. And so then you started on this journey based on your the things that you had told yourself about yourself as a young woman, as a young girl, as a young woman, and you started to really expose the lies. And then you started to culminate how health and well-being, emotionally, mentally, physically, how they all go together.
That's right. And I believe it's critically important for us to expose the lies that Satan or our conscience or society or our families or friends, whoever influenced us, we need to expose the lies that are buried within us that we don't even remember, that we don't even acknowledge, because those lies trigger us into either bad health or poor behaviors. Think about all the stress-induced illnesses. Think about how stress, whether you're aware of it or not, affects your blood pressure and leads to heart disease and strokes. Stress contributes to so many disorders, Carlette, like fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, depression, anxiety, different body pains, TMJ, which is a jaw pain, TMJ dysfunction, irritable bowels. Probably about 95% of your listeners has one or many of those things. And I'm not saying that stress entirely causes all those, but it definitely doesn't help.
And so we talk about, and for those people, Dr. Rita, who are Christians, and we talk about the lies of the devil, and we talk about exposing or negative self-talk, whatever it is that you choose to call it, how do you come from under that? Because I think that people, they understand it, we know what it is, but to come out from under it is a whole nother story.
Exactly. And here's the problem as I see it. Now, everyone is different, as you know, so there's no formula. I wish I could give everyone the exact same formula. I have guidelines. I talk about them in Radical Wellbeing. I have lots of great practical advice. I'm a very nuts and bolts person. I don't like to talk about fluffy things. I don't tell my patients to go do these things that are just gigantic. But what we need to do, this is what I think, okay? This is a good starting point for your listeners. Number one, let's say you're triggered into a behavior that you don't want. In my case, it was compulsive eating, okay? But let's say it's drugs or alcohol or over-shopping, okay? It doesn't even matter what it was. Maybe it's porn, okay? It doesn't even matter. It's all the symptom of the same thing. When you feel tempted to partake of those things, I call them false comforters, put a word on how you feel at that moment. What is the name for the emotion that you feel at that moment? Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it lowliness? Is it loneliness? What is it? Give it one word, okay? That helps you pin it down with your finger, okay? Then ask God in prayer, Lord, when is the very first time in my life that I felt exactly the same way? And he may reveal a memory to you, okay? And let's say the memory is, you know, when you're 12 years old, daddy used to smack mommy around, okay? And you saw, or make it 7 years old, because, you know, when you're 5, 6, 7 years old, you have even less worldly experience. So you think everything's your fault. So let's say you walked in front of the TV during the football game. Daddy was drinking. He got mad. He got mad at you. He got up, started yelling, smacked your mama. You feel like it's your fault. Right? Because it seems logical to a five-year-old, right? You don't realize the truth that Teddy's not supposed to be doing that stuff, no matter whether you walk in front of the TV or not. Okay?
Absolutely.
Right. So God may reveal a memory to you, okay? And if he does, then ask him. This is all about asking questions, not essay questions. Don't say, Lord, help me. Tell me what to do. That's an essay question, okay?
Right.
I don't know about you, Carlette, but I might get a word now and then, but I don't get essays from God, okay?
Right.
So ask him simple questions, you know, where you might get a word or you might get a really clear answer. So you have to be specific. So, Lord, in this situation that I recall now with Daddy smacking Mommy around, what lies might I believe about myself from that situation? What did the accuser tell me? Let's say your name is Johnny. Johnny, you are and then fill in the blank. What did the devil tell you, okay? And there might be three or four lies, okay? So for each one of those lies, your next step is to say, Lord, is there someone I need to forgive in this situation? Is it you? Because sometimes we think God abandoned us. Of course he doesn't abandon us. He's everywhere. He's you know, there all the time. We just don't feel him because of our own baggage. Okay? So, Lord, who do I need to forgive in this situation? Is it you? Is it, you know, one of my family members who I perceive to have hurt me? Is it myself? Is it my teacher? Is it who said something negative in my life? Is it a friend, a so-called friend? Okay? And so, really, as that child, that piece of you that's buried down in there, that childhood memory, you have to really appeal to the mind of yourself as a child. So what I like to do is have patients close their eyes and fix their eyes in their mind's eye, in their imagination, see themselves at that age and counsel that child as though, as though he or she was a different person. Okay, and really connect. Don't lecture. You can't be in your own head. You have to really connect with that poor baby who believes these lies, who's believed them all through life, and you hide those things away in yourself. So let me recap. The starting point is monitor how you feel right now. If you're triggered to do something you don't want to do, or if you have a headache and you normally have migraines, or if your back flares up, ask yourself, how do I feel right now? When did I first feel that way? What lies might the accuser have whispered in my ear during that time? Who do I need to forgive? And then go ahead and forgive them.
Okay? But Dr. Rita, let me stop you right there, because isn't the hardest thing for most people, one of the hardest things that we're finding, and Bishop Jakes and I had this conversation when we talked about his book, Let It Go, Forgive So That You Can Be Forgiven. Self-truth is the hardest thing for most people to come to terms with.
Well, I think the truth of God is freeing, and the truth that we think is true is the one that puts us in bondage in many cases. So we have to let God pry these lies that we believe about ourselves out of our fingers. You know, what's the barrier? Fear. You know, Adam and Eve hid from God in the garden after they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay. Well, that was kind of dumb. God already knew what they did. But their fear led them to believe that they needed to hide because something bad would happen, okay? Their fear, their own perception of the situation misled them into hiding from God. That's what we do because of fear. Okay? God is merciful. He's just. He longs to have you back in relationship with him. He's not out to get you. So don't be afraid. He knows everything anyway.
Absolutely.
You might as well let it go.
Might as well let it go. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with more of Dr. Rita Hancock. The book is called Radical Well-Being, and it shows us how your mind, body, and spirit are all connected into making us a healthier, more whole us. Stay on point. We're back after this.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain.
For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. World-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised, because we learn what we are taught, and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching 3 steps to get a blessing, 5 ways to get a car, 10 ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things, and I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the spirit.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. For more information, phone 318-767-2220 and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about Radical Well-Being. It's a new book by Dr. Rita Hancock, and it's a biblical guide to overcoming pain, illness, and addictions. And we are having so much great conversation during the break. And Dr. Rita, more than anything, we want people to understand how the underlying beliefs that we have as individuals make us feel in our physical body, whether it manifests pain or other things that are symptomatic that keep us from feeling our best.
Well, Carlette, that's really important for people to understand, because we can talk about these things, but I want to help people connect the dots. I want to make it easy to understand. So let's say something happens in the here and now that triggers you to feel anxiety. Let's say, I'll use the example I used on during our break. Let's say you see someone who looks like the man who molested you when you were a child. Well, that, whether you realize it or not, will make you feel tense. Lots of times when we're tense, we shrug our shoulders up halfway up to our ears. Mm-hmm. And I see it on patients. You know, they say, no, everything's fine in my life. Well, their shoulders are pinned up to their earlobes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, imagine your poor muscles having to hold your body like that for long periods of time without you even realizing it. It pulls you out of alignment, gives you knots in your muscles. That's one thing that happens. Just your posture, your physical posture that you assume without even realizing it when you're under stress changes your body.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is in the hormones. Okay, stress hormones can easily raise your blood pressure and lead to strokes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They can give you ulcers. increased stomach acid production. And another thing is in the nervous system, there are two sides of the nervous system. There's the fight or flight side that makes you be able to run from the saber-toothed tiger. That part of the nervous system shuts down blood flow to your intestines for digestion, because you don't need to be digesting your food. You need to be running from the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So the blood goes to your legs and your arms so you can get out of there, okay? The other side of the nervous system enhances digestion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're constantly under stress because you feel anxiety because of things that trigger you, you're not going to be able to digest your food right, and you're going to get irritable bowel syndrome and
mm-hmm.
digestive problems,
mm-hmm.
okay? So those are a couple easy-to-understand examples of how these subconscious beliefs that you have and these fears, these emotions that are triggered, will actually cause physical changes.
Mm-hmm. Now, so as we have ushered in a new year, and there are many people that are listening to our conversation this morning, Dr. Rita, that have said they're going to stop drinking, they're going to stop drugging, they're going to lose weight, i.e., change their eating habits. How do we help those people with all of the emotions that those issues cause? How do we help those people to really unearth what's really eating them or what's really causing them to drink or drug?
Well, specifically for people who want to lose weight, I'm offering my full-length weight loss book From a Christian Approach totally free on Kindle starting today
mm-hmm.
through the 12th. All they have to do is go to Amazon.com, search in the Kindle store, The Eden Diet, or they can put my name in, Rita Hancock. The Eden Diet. It's not about eating fruits and vegetables. It's about identifying whether you're truly physically hungry versus emotionally hungry.
And let's talk about that. How do we identify the difference in the two?
Okay, this is easy. The apple test. Let's say you want to eat a donut, okay? Maybe you saw a donut, you smelled a donut, they're free, and you want to eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ask yourself, imagine that donut on a plate next to a perfect-looking apple. Would you eat the apple at that moment, or would you eat only the donut? If you would eat the apple, maybe you're actually physically hungry. But if it's only the donut that looks good enough, probably it's an emotion that triggered you to eat. Then do the other thing I said already, which is identify the name of the emotion, trace it back to its root, you know, identify the lies and forgive. Okay, that's one thing to do.
But isn't that really, Dr. Rita, isn't that really a lot? Because if I'm an emotional eater, I'm really probably only thinking about the donut or thinking about, like right now, people that are sitting at their desk or that they're driving to work, they're thinking right now about lunch. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
It's a stepwise approach, Carla. I think what we need to do is not be perfectionist because that causes us to fail. What we need to do is make one reasonable goal. If the one reasonable goal is just to take the apple test before eating the donut,
mm-hmm.
that will lead to better changes. So in this new year, the worst mistake to make is the all-or-nothing approach. I'm going to fix
mm-hmm.
everything that's wrong with my life. But radical well-being is really a much bigger fix than the Eden diet. Radical well-being takes where people start with the apple test and then helps them figure out why they wanted to eat the donut in the first place.
So people really with radical well-being, they really have to do the work.
Sorry. that's no pain, no gain. And it's not pain because little bitty baby steps bring you more joy than anything.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were talking about at the top of the show before we even came on, I was telling you the three questions that I had gotten in my spirit to pose to our listeners, and you really connected with that. And one of those questions is helping people to find out who they really are.
Absolutely. Carla, you have to know who you are to know who you're not,
mm-hmm.
because the accuser is going to come against you and say you are bad, stupid, fat, ugly, unwanted, isolated.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault. It's your responsibility. You're just like your bad father. You're
mm-hmm.
just like your bad mother. You're nothing like your wonderful father.
Mm-hmm.
You're nothing like your wonderful mother. They didn't want you. They're going to leave you. All these lies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know who you are. I'm a healer. I know what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have been a healer as a hairdresser or a bank teller as well. You don't have to be a doctor to be a healer.
Right.
But I'm a healer. I know what I am.
And you know what you are within your spirit. But as I posed that question that I got in my spirit, what I came to understand, Dr. Rita, is that It is easy to say, know who you are. And I'm not talking about being defined by your title, whether you're a doctor, whether your position denotes who you are, or a mom or a wife. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about truly, truly knowing who you are. And it's an easy question, but for many, the answer is very challenging.
Well, I have a tool for that. I'm a member of a church called LifeChurch.tv,
mm-hmm.
and we have this tool. It's a free online tool. It's a spiritual gifts test. It's called Cazone. Let me spell that out. CHAZOWN .com.
One more time.
CHAZOWN.com. There's a free online tool to find out who you are. It tells you what your gifts are and mm-hmm. all that, and it helps you find your place. This is a LifeChurch.tv tool.
Absolutely. The book is Radical Wellbeing, a biblical guide to overcoming pain, illness, and addictions. And I tell you what, it is something that we all have to work at, not only in the new year, but it's a lifelong work. We're talking to Dr. Rita Hancock. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be back with more right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Dr. Rita Hancock. We got to wrap her up really quickly. But before you've got to go, Dr. Rita, and she's going to be on the 700 Club. We're going to try to get information so that you can find out when you can see her. But I want you to tell people, Dr. Rita, what is the most important thing that you hope that readers will take away from Radical Wellbeing?
Don't let the accuser of the brethren trick you into believing lies about yourself that stop you from fulfilling the destiny God has in front of you. Read the book, Radical Wellbeing. At the end of every chapter, I have questions mm-hmm. that you can specifically ask God so you can find out the answers to all these questions. And forgive, 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 because failing to forgive is like taking poison and expecting it to hurt the other person.
Absolutely. Okay? Give your website one real quick, Dr. Rita, so people can connect with you.
It's radicalwellbeing.com. There's a dash between well and being. Radicalwellbeing.com. And I thank you for your time, Carlette, and I thank you for your show and your ministry.
Absolutely. Dr. Rita Hancock, the book is called Radical Wellbeing, a Biblical Guide to Overcoming Pain, Illness, and Addictions. Dr. Rita, we'd love to have you back sometime in the not-so-distant future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are serving
Avoyelles Parish. This is the 70,000.
And surrounding areas. And for more information, you can phone them at 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Well, you know, if you were just joining the show, we were joined by Dr. Rita Hancock, and she has written an incredible book called Radical Well-Being. And the reason why we love the book, one of the reasons why we love the book, is it's a biblical guide to overcoming pain, illness, and addictions. And for a lot of people, you know, at the end of 2012, we talked about people resolving to do certain things in the new year. Well, this book really helps you to get to the root cause of why you're having these issues. It helps you if you, and I said it to Dr. Rita, I said you've got to be willing to do the work. You've got to be willing to ask yourself the questions about those things that hurt you. And she gives examples of her patients in the book and them getting down to what is really causing the pain, what is really causing you to eat emotionally or to drink or to use drugs. And for every single person, DC, and through our own journey, we realize to use a newism, it's an inside job. And Uncle New always said to us that it is an inside job. And before you can get better, before you can really, really discover who you are, you've got to go within to find out not why you're eating, but what is eating you. What is eating at you so much, whether it is unforgiveness? And I said this to her, and I said it, and I'll say it again. I said it to Bishop Jakes. There are so many people that are living in a world where they think they have forgiven, but they are more times than not rehearsing the wrong that has been done to them. And when you are still rehearsing somebody that did you wrong, you haven't forgiven. I don't care how many times you tell yourself that you have. When you have to continually talk about it, or when it comes up and you have to talk about it, I don't think you have truly, truly forgiven. And one of the things that she talks about is pride, control, and comparisons. And some of us are steeped in so much pride that it actually makes us powerless. And so this was a book that we thought, and there are so many components to the book. But if you'll remember, I said to you that we were going to be on a quest this year to answer those three questions. Who are you? Why are you? And where are you? And the question, who are you, really seems easy. And when I said it to Dr. Rita, she said immediately, I'm a healer. Not just because I'm a doctor, but I know that my gift is to figure out how to heal people. And if you ask me who I am an encourager. That's just one of the things that I am. Even when I was selling makeup, even when I was selling weight loss, and even when I was selling pharmaceuticals, all the things that I did in my life, it all reverted back to me encouraging. And that's one of the things that I know that God has equipped me to do. Beyond being a radio host, beyond doing this, I know, DC, without a doubt, that I am an encourager. And part of me lives to encourage other people and to want to see others do well and to esteem others. And that's why, DC, we work really hard, not just on a national level to bring people like Dr. Rita Hancock in, but on a local level to find out what people are doing and to help them to grow in their dreams and to help them to put their work out in a way that maybe they would not otherwise be able to do. But I am telling you, and I'm not telling people as an expert, I am just telling you from my spiritual self and what revelation that I had and that I felt compelled to share this with you, that in 2013, people need to find out who they are, not who someone says you are, not all of the other exterior things that we feel make us important, but find out who you really are. And when you find out who you really are, you'll find out why you're really here. You'll find out why you are here. And I said to Dr. Rita during one of the breaks that when we had Dr. Maya Angelou on the show, one of the things that we talked about during the break and even on the show is we talked about the lies of the enemy. And this is one of the things that Dr. Rita Hancock talks about in her book. The lies, the devil is a liar and he is an accuser of the brethren. So in other words, he'll lie to you. And then when he lies to you, he'll make you believe the lie. So he'll tell you to eat the donuts. And then when you eat the donuts, he'll say, now look at you. Yeah, now you're fat. Now you're not going to be able to fit in your clothes. You know, he'll tell you all those things, but he lied to you initially to get you there, to get you to do it, to take the drink. You're recovering. You're a few days in. And he tells you, oh, one drink won't hurt you. You got this now. You can have one drink. Well, if you are an alcoholic or an addict, you know that one is too many and 1,000 is never enough. But then after you take the one, he's going to accuse you. Now look at you. You done spent your rent money. You done, you know, you done messed everything, you know. And so that's what he does. And so getting back to Dr. Maya Angelou, I recognized immediately after she had been raped, and she didn't call it molested. She said, I had been raped as a young child. Well, what did the enemy do? He made her think that because she had told of this awful, horrific thing, because she had told her brother, that if she opened up her mouth to speak, that people would die, because she wasn't sure if her brother actually killed the man that raped her, but the man ended up dead. And now, as a young child, as 7 years old, and Dr. Rita talked about this, those memories as far back as 7 years old. At 7 years old, the enemy made her believe if she opened up her mouth that people would die. And immediately I got it. I said, the devil was trying to stop you as a baby, because he knew that if you opened up your mouth, and when you opened up your mouth, there were great gifts to follow. And she said, you know, I never thought about it like that. And for years, she was mute, without words, because she believed the lies. There was no way that anyone could tell her that what she believed wasn't true. But then one day, and her grandmother kept speaking, she kept speaking it into existence. She said, Maya's gonna talk. Maya's gonna talk when she's ready. She kept speaking it. She kept speaking it. Well, my point is this. The reason why we wanted to bring you radical well-being is because we know that the spiritual has to meet with the natural for anything to happen. And we are going to bring great people in that will help us to identify our true selves, help us to know who we really are. And when we figure out, and we're all on the journey, make no mistake about it, we're all on this journey, DC, to find out who we are. Because right when you think you know, there are other things that come up that you know makes you you. And then when we find out who we are, we'll figure out the why of why we're here and what we're meant to do. Y'all, this is incredibly good stuff. I don't know if you get it, but you know what? It makes me want to dance in the spirit. You're on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, and Davis One Stop if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, an amazing team. In Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. And McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us, we invite you to go to Dr. Rita Hancock's website at www.radicalwellbeing.com. Her book is Radical Wellbeing, A Biblical Guide to Overcoming Pain, Illness, and Addiction. And one of the things that we were talking about, and we're going to be talking about because we think that it's talk worthy, we're going to be talking about knowing yourself. And she said in the book, to know who you are so that you'll know who you're not. And I just want to say to people, D.C., that are sitting at their office or they're driving in this morning, that this is a word for all of us. If you are not careful, D.C., if you don't know who you are, people will define for you who you are. So in other words, that old saying that if you don't stand for something, that you'll fall for anything, is very, very true in this instance. So over the new year, we hope that you will begin to ponder who you are so that you'll know who you're not. And oftentimes when you are doing various different things, people will try to give you their mantle. They will try to give you who they think you should be or who they want you to be and who they need you to be to get their message across and to empower themselves. And so you really have to be mindful about that. Like we get letters and emails daily, and we appreciate you. We even appreciate the critical emails. If you want to have an issue, we appreciate them all, because we know that it takes all to make us better and to make us look at ourselves. But make no doubt about it, we absolutely know who we are, and we know why we're here. And we're not here for any one group. We are here for all. And so when you turn on your radio at 7:30 in the morning, every morning, we hope to bring you a message that will empower you to get better. We want to bring you intelligent conversation daily, bar none. You know, we don't have the high and the low lows. We try to stay right in the middle of intelligent conversation that will encourage you, will uplift you, and will enlighten you. And hopefully, DC, it'll make people think just a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit differently. If you learn one thing today that you didn't know, if you take in one thought, one idea, one nugget that will make you say, you know what? I'm bigger than this. I've got more in me than I thought. Then you know what? If we just touch that one person, then our job is absolutely done. And that's why we wake up every single morning. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We also want to thank Dr. Rita Hancock. You'll be hearing from her a lot. She has got a lot more to say. The book, we hadn't even scratched the surface. I would encourage you to pick the book up. Go to Amazon.com, go to her website, and find out how you can get the book, because I guarantee you, it'll open up your life to the possibility. Thank you guys once again. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see, because change starts with you and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for David the Second, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpoint.com.